o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Hey, remember that NFC North roundtable that we talked about last week? That Domofsky and Cronin, Woodyard, and Seifert did? Remember that? Remember?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do. By the way, that song I was thinking of that Rob Vogel just said, no, it was Sabrina. No, it wasn't Sabrina Carpenter. That was the top of the pop list yesterday. It was Anxiety. I think I said Jealousy. It was Anxiety.
Oh, I hate that song.
I don't like it either. Give me Sabrina over that. Or Billie Eilish over that. But, I don't love the song Anxiety. I'm not a fan.
I'm not familiar with that one. I'll take your word for it. Jesse, we did that. We did a lot of different topics from that conversation. But one that we didn't get to was picking an unheralded player or unit that will impact the NFC North title. And it led to a discussion, because I don't think we ever actually got into it.
You asked
a question when it was brought up, and then I know this comes as a surprise to a lot of people, and I don't think it was about complaining about any sort of tournaments. But we got sidetracked.
Definitely was not.
And we
and probably we never praising actually how well about. The Mallards tournament was run.
It definitely wasn't that, because the first I've heard of it was today. But Tausch asked a great question that we also never answered that.
Yeah, okay. So in the article it says, name an unheralded player or unit that will impact the division title in 2025.
Uh-huh.
Courtney Cronin said the Vikings offensive line, unheralded unit that will impact the division race. Rob Domofsky says the Bears offensive line. So he thinks that's the most unheralded unit that'll impact things. Kevin Seifert says whoever starts at center for the Lions.
Ragnow retiring, yeah.
And Eric Woodyard said one of those guys, Tate Ratledge, who was their second-round draft pick, who they think will be replacing Ragnow. So nobody picked anyone on the Green Bay Packers as an unheralded player or unit that will impact the division race.
Yes, which I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I think that's by Sabrina Carpenter, too. No, but what I care about is the subsequent question that you asked.
Why don't we go back and break down that Thursday last minicamp practice again? Since you don't care about it.
You're right.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
No.
Hey, Jason. Jason, anybody showing out at minicamp? Nah. It's a total waste of time. I don't even know what the hell they're doing out here.
They set something up and didn't do anything with it. Now they're doing
something. And everybody just left. All right. Thanks for that might win an Emmy. That broadcast. All right, continue.
Right, I should make stuff up instead about how accurate people are.
Best on-site reporting for the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards.
Who's showing up? Nobody. my eyes hurt.
Murphy's out there.
Oh, God. Well, what about that left guard that's filling in? No, he didn't even bring his name up. Coach don't even know his name.
Didn't even know he was out there.
Hey, Jason, if you'd let me finish, that was really good. Like, that told me a lot. I'm like, oh, maybe this cat's going to be in the mix. What did LaFleur have to say? Well, I actually didn't even know the guy's blanking name. Yeah, that's not good. It's not good. Mm. Who was that
again? Almost as if that was insight. Donovan Jennings is his name. So at least
that was on Wednesday. In fairness, that was Wednesday, not Thursday. The Wednesday stuff was fine. Your Thursday stuff was legendary.
They didn't do a single full-speed drill.
That's amazing.
The guy made a 58-yard field goal, And so they just said, okay, we're done for the offseason. Talking about how we don't have enough time to get work done. And it's been truncated already, so let's shorten it up by another half hour. You're right.
It's an odd deal.
McManus is ready to go, though.
Yeah, he's strong. Strong leg.
Tausch's great question was not about, well, what unheralded player or position group were going to make a difference in the title. It was how many Packers players are currently heralded on their roster.
Well, that is a good question.
It's a great question.
Really good question.
Such a good question.
And now it's time for trivia. Who are the heralded?
If you're setting an over-under on how many heralded, and I'm not saying like all NFL, just heralded guys that average NFL fans would know, not fantasy geeks, like well-educated NFL fans. How many heralded guys do we got?
So where do you put Jordan Love on this? Do you believe him to be heralded? There's people ranking him 12th in the league.
He is known, but is he heralded? I mean, he's right on the line of demarcation of herald versus unherald.
So that's
what's the midpoint of a herald versus an unherald?
Known.
Known.
Known. Because I think a lot of people know who he is. And look, he was being heralded at the end of the 23 season, no doubt about that, right? If you were an NFL fan, you watched him dice up the Cowboys. Yeah, you watched him be really good.
All right, he's heralded. Good. I'm going to go heralded.
It's a close call.
I don't know what you're going to
go with. It's a close call.
Agree.
That said, Josh Jacobs.
Yep.
Xavier McKinney.
Yep. Two heralds.
And then what? Like, I love Tucker Kraft. I don't think he's heralded yet.
You're not heralded yet.
No.
No. I mean, I remember Jared Allen was on with Jim, Matt, and Molly not that long ago, and he didn't even know who the heck Tucker Kraft was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who on defense? They don't have Jair Alexander
anymore. Is Kenny Clark a heralder?
Can a defensive tackle who's not like Aaron Donald or Warren Sapp be truly heralded?
Is Rashawn Gary heralded?
No.
He's a Pro Bowler.
He's elite.
One of the highest paid.
I was told
he's one of the highest paid. He's one of the highest paid guys, top 10 highest paid.
I
not heralded?
I don't think being heralded has anything to do with how much you're getting paid.
No, it does.
Because heralded is all about like critical acclaim and recognition across the league.
And paid. I think you can make a really good argument. I mean, there's some guys.
Two
that
and
you
a
could,
half.
This is where I think we have a hard time because we're so close to it and cover it so well and just dive into the great pool of details.
Except on Thursday.
That we do. Except if you would stop stepping on my lines, except for the Thursday weekend.
I'm sorry. Did I ruin that for you? I'm so sorry.
You did. I think you can make a really good argument that you set the number at 3, and if you went under, I think you'd probably win. If you went 3.5, you're winning. Because Elton Jenkins is the other guy that I'm thinking of because he's been to some Pro Bowls. Mm-hmm. I think he's, in my eyes, he's more than heralded. But I'm looking at this from a how many alumni or how many people that are in the football world that aren't Packers would say, yep, that's a dog. That is a guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Elton Jenkins, with some of the injury stuff, I don't know if people look at him the same way that I do. Or that, you know, a Bulaga or other, you know, Packer people would do. I don't know the answer to that. Wide receivers, they don't have anybody that's heralded. There's a lot of guys that are hopefully going to be heralded.
Yeah, they don't even have anybody who's had a 1,000-yard season.
I know. Two heralded cats? Is that what we're at?
2.5, right? We're putting the quarterback on the cut line.
Quarterbacks. Most guys can name every quarterback in the NFL. Probably 28 out of 32 you can name.
Sure. Okay.
That doesn't mean you're heralded.
No. No, it doesn't.
I don't even know what. Can we find what the definition of heralded is? I don't even know if that's a word.
I've been saying herald angels sing.
I did look it up
by Van Halen.
I had a feeling you were going to ask.
That's because we know how your brain works.
Critically acclaimed and recognized, heralded.
That's why you said critically acclaimed before.
I did. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So now that we know the definition, is Jordan Love?
Jordan Love's not critically acclaimed. He never even been to a Pro Bowl. We're at two. We're at two blanking heralds. That's what we got.
Hark the heralded Packers sing. We need more stars on this thing. Well, I'm
sure
that the... Or you could
have went team. That rhymed, too.
easy to criticize when you know so much about music. Tausch, speaking of... people that are heralded, I'm sure in the halls of American Family Insurance, both you, being the great brand ambassador you are, and Jordan Love, being a great brand ambassador, are very much heralded.
Well, I cannot wait. You talk about American Family Insurance all the time. Proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump, but what they do in the community, golf outings, and you just go to you go anywhere and you see American Family Insurance, and I am excited. Friday night! The Amphitheater. What do we call it? The Amphitheater or the Amphitheater? And you know what we're calling
it? The Mallards
Down at
Tournament.
Summerfest? I am excited for the Killers. And for almost 100 years, American Family Insurance, they have been committed to making life better in our communities with the right home and auto protection. All so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
We need to play some trivia. Jesse, what hath been the category and which caller would you prefer?
The Brewers play the Pirates tonight.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God.
But we're not doing it today. The sports weekend recap. Sports weekend recap today.
I think Wednesday night or Wednesday might be the most heralded regular season Brewers game this century.
Too far.
What's better?
The finale of 2008. What has been more heralded? CeCe Sabathia on the mound against the Cubs with a chance to clinch their first playoff berth in 26 years.
And you wearing his pants?
I said heralded, not most important game. This is going to get more attention. This is going to be the most heralded, is what I said. We just went did a whole section on heralded.
Yeah.
Tell me a game that's going to be more heralded in the 21st century than what's going to happen Wednesday afternoon.
For those of you that don't know,
I can't
Livy Dunn's boyfriend is taking on The Miz.
What
is that how he's being referred to as
no,
Livy Dunn's boyfriend?
No, that was for you. That was for you.
But is that how he's referred
Skeenis,
to?
Paul as you like to call
Skeens.
Him.
Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Caller 12, 844-770-3776.
Caller 12, I have been more intrigued since Jesse called Pat for Pat Murphy's job, and we went down and did our remote. I have been more engaged with Brewers than I've been in probably 10 years. And I don't know why, but I have been.
Nobody beats The Miz.
The Twins, sure. Sweeping the Twins, and now this heralded, the most heralded game this century coming up. Let's go.
How about this decade?
Regular season.
How about this decade?
No, this century.
How about in the 2020s?
No, this century. Well, the early 2000s was Stink City USA. What
they
are you
played a
about?
Game 163 against
I
the Cubs.
I was just going to say that.
For
that
the
was
one
totally
seed.
Heralded.
Who pitched? You ain't remember who pitched. Exactly.
Caller 12.
Shoot.
Caller 12.
Chassin, maybe?
Caller 12.
You're just throwing names
Yoli Chassin. He threw game 7 against
Chassinus.
The Dodgers.
Really tough word to spell. Tough first name to spell.
Caller 12, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. Oh, my God. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch, who is this and what's the name of the song?
No idea. Sounds Sabrina-ish to me.
In the Sabrina atmosphere, Demi Lovato.
Anxiety?
Not Anxiety. No, we're not
That's
playing
not
that.
That's not Anxiety.
We're not playing that around
no,
here.
I don't like that song either. Can't believe it's at the top of Seacrest. Boy, Seacrest still, that son of a gun's got a lot of jobs, doesn't he? He's like Anderson Cooper for music.
Let's play trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Thanks
Still
to Vortex
Golf. I'm not sure
Golf.
Either need... I mean, I think either could just have one job and be content. I don't think we need them in five different things, but that's a whole other story. So, just my own opinion.
What did they think of the Mallards tournament, though, those guys?
Did a nice job.
That's what I've heard.
You and Seacrest both like to play the hits.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Let's play.
You get it? Because Seacrest has the countdown every week, and you like to continue to go back to saying Seacrest has too many jobs.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Jerry in
How
the
is
Prairie.
That a hit, though, for me? I don't understand that.
Never mind.
I didn't think that that was what he meant. I thought because you coach baseball, there's a lot of hits. That was what I thought.
No,
he
didn't go baseball, though.
I know. That's what I thought he was doing. Hi, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
We're okay.
Sounds like it.
All right. The category is the sports weekend recap. Tausch, what is your participation level going to be?
Question two for me. I have question two all dialed up.
Awesome. Question one, then, Jerry, is this. Which player led all scorers in Game 7 of the NBA Finals with 29 points last night and was named NBA Finals MVP? Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, or the Radio Corporation of America, RCA?
That would be A.
Well, sometimes the first question is difficult, or at least you have to choose between two, unless you thought Pete Crow Armstrong was playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. That one was a pretty easy one. Tausch, question two.
All right. On Sunday, Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark became the fastest player in WNBA history.
Why are you talking so quietly?
We can't hear you.
To reach 400 of which of these individual stats for her career? Is it assists, made three-pointers, or turnovers?
Okay. Well, it's going to be A or B. Let's go made three-pointers.
Yeah.
Tricky. It's tricky. Great question.
She might have turnovers. The way she's been playing, she's turning that pill over a lot.
The correct answer was assists. Assists.
Yes, it was.
You've been watching
a lot
of the
W. But I bet turnovers
are
closer than made three-point shots. There's a lot of turnovers for... CC.
Sabathia. You've got her shorts. All right, question three is this. Let's bounce back.
You're squirrely today. I need you. That's good. I like it when you're squirrely.
Only one player since the dawn of time has collected a major league hit, also in this century, has collected a major league hit off Brewers pitcher Jacob Mizorowski. It was a two-run home run in the seventh inning on Friday night. Which Minnesota Twins player owns that historic hit? Is it Ty France, Matt Wallner, or Christian Vasquez?
I have no clue. We'll go with C.
Tough start to the week here.
Tough little run for you.
Oh, question one was too easy. Maybe Jerry needed it.
Clearly he did. Clearly he did. Correct answer, Wallner. Wallner. Correct answer. All right, Jerry. We love your loyalty to the show. We don't love your performance today. You got one right.
Calling him out. I like that. Holding him accountable for his poor performance. I like that.
Yeah. Holding contestants and tournament directors accountable, it's Wilde and Tausch. Jerry, you got two entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. We've got Wonelli coming up, and we also have coming up on Thursday at the Orpheum, Made 'em Believe, the story of the 2015 Wisconsin basketball team, a reunion with Ben Brust as your master of ceremonies. It will be on Thursday night. We still have a handful of tickets available. We've even got one of those scannable code deals if you're watching on YouTube right now.
QR code.
Love a good QR code. Love this idea. It's been a decade. And Frank Kaminsky, Bo Ryan, Josh Gosser, Sam Decker. Sam Decker, who I saw had an interesting tweet that pointed out last night that if Halliburton had not played because of this calf injury, that he would have been roundly criticized. And my thought was, I don't remember us criticizing Giannis for not playing. And this was what we were afraid of could have happened to Giannis had he played. And it was really smart that they didn't play him.
Sammy D would have been 100% right.
Yeah.
The guy played in game six with that calf. It's game seven, do or die. He's 100% right. The criticism would have been big time.
What if he hadn't played in game six?
Or maybe it's a different story, but I think I think there would have still been criticism of him for it.
Yeah, I think he's right. I just would have been nice. I feel bad for the guy. I'm not a huge fan of him or his dad, but I feel bad for what happened last night for sure.
What do you have against Sam Decker?
No.
What don't you like his dad for?
No, Halliburton.
What the hell are you talking about? What did he ever
Halliburton.
Do to you? I thought you meant Sam Decker. I'm like, what the hell did Sam Decker
do? No, I like Sam, and I like his dad.
Okay, that's what
great.
I thought.
Dairy Queen, like, Burger God, King all over keep, again.
I can't keep up with all your grudges. Man, all of a sudden you're ripping Sam. Like, well, Sam's been great. He's on the show. He's been good. What the heck is going on around here?
Ice cream royalty. Yes, I love Sam Decker and his dad. And we're going to love the event at the Orpheum Theater on Thursday night. We still have a handful of tickets still available. So if you haven't gotten yours, go to UWHoops2015.com. That's UWHoops2015.com. That'll take you then over to Ticketmaster. You can order your tickets. It's going to be a great event. Again, it's Thursday at the Orpheum Theater. Wonelli is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Higher. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Tausch, I want you to choose the adventure here.
I like that.
You want to talk about Caleb Williams? You want to talk about... golf, or do you want to talk about the Miz?
Miz
mania in full effect for Milwaukee Brewers fans.
Yes, indeed.
I'm glad that you picked the Miz.
What a bunch of cowards down there in Chicago. Oh, we don't want to face the Miz, so we're going to take the day off. Cowardly cubbies.
Not the first time something like that's happened down there, where a brief rain delay turned into a very quick postponement, and they'd rather play it as part of a stretch where the Brewers have to play 18 games consecutively now in multiple days, as opposed to...
Sounds like they need that tournament director from the Mallards tournament to get that thing squared away.
But the Miz dazzled on Friday night to the point where we were up at the cabin up north, and they don't have...
Oh, the north cabin.
They don't have...
How'd the meat raffle go?
We didn't make it
to the... doing the meat raffle?
It was too nice to go to the meat raffle. We were out in the lake on Saturday.
Too hot?
Yeah, too hot.
You didn't stay outside all day, did you?
A lot of Saturday we were out in the water. Yeah, we were out in the water on Saturday.
All right.
In the water or on the water?
Both actually, but in the water for a good portion of it. So Friday night we were sitting around, and I had the game up on my baby phone.
Oh, the baby!
Because I wasn't gonna miss any of the Miz. So we're sitting around, you know, we weren't getting ready for a fire. We were just gonna sitting outside enjoying the evening.
Should have pulled him after 6.
You would have been miserable.
That long inning
should
have rested him.
And. It got through 3 innings, and someone said, do you guys want to, like, I was telling everybody, like, the Miz is, like, he's now got a no-hitter through 8 innings of his MLB career. Like, this is incredible.
Right?
Nobody hits him.
So we ended up, we walked down the street over to the nearby bar that hosts the meat raffle, and me and my 2 brothers-in-law, we went over to the bar. We watched until the Miz was done pitching over at the bar, because that's how must-see it was for them, who are casual Brewers fans. So,
heralded, some would say.
Miz mania is in full effect. The people in the bar were glued in when he was pitching. I've never seen anyone watch a Brewers game that intently the way that it was happening
awesome.
On Friday night.
It's fun, like, man. The
you're
Brewers
right.
are fun.
You're right. The Miz has captured Brewers fans. Like,
yes.
It is the real deal.
Jesse, I got a question for you. If I asked your brother-in-laws to describe you in 2 words, either of them or both, what would they say those 2 words would be?
I don't know.
That's 3 words.
No, that's me answering the question. I don't know what they would say.
Text Becca and find out what she thinks they would say, then ask them and bring us a report back tomorrow.
Not helpful would probably be 2 words that I would go with. Like, they did all the, they put the pier in, got a lot of that stuff done. Like, I didn't really help the way that they were helping with
a
lot of
it. It sounds like you're freeloading on
this
cabin.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little freeloading?
This year, yeah.
Show up, eat, get meat raffle food, go home.
But in fairness, one of them moved away, like, the minute that I started dating Becca, and so he just got back. So he's got, like, 7 years to catch up to me in helping out up there. So I think, you know, I've earned a little bit of it.
Wait, you've been dating Becca and married to her for 7 years now?
More than that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Been a minute.
God bless her.
3 years of marriage already, right? The 3rd year of marriage?
4th. We
right?
celebrated our 4th anniversary earlier this month. Yeah.
I don't remember much of that wedding.
No, you don't. The Miz.
What? So you're going to ask, will you ask Becca what's that? I'd love a report
back.
Yeah,
we'll report back tomorrow. I'll report back
tomorrow. But the Miz. Bottom line is, the Miz...
He is bringing
a lot of excitement.
Careful.
He's bringing a lot of excitement to what's going on.
Wait, that's not legal? Can't say that?
I would watch it.
What did he say? I missed it.
I can't tell you what he said if I think you can't say it.
Whoa,
you don't think you
Nelly!
Can say that on the radio?
I don't know. When in doubt, leave it out.
Huh. Okay. I need a ruling from Josh. I feel like he knows the rules better than you do.
The Miz and Skeens go at it Wednesday afternoon. 1:10 first pitch.
It's on 100.5 here in Madison, too.
That's correct. Yes, you're right.
Whoa,
All right, I'm going to give
sorry
you...
for promoting. Oh, my bad, Jesse.
I'm going to give you one more since we're on the up north train. Since it was so hot, we were talking about going golfing, but we said we would have to get up and get out and start golf by like 7:30 either morning if we wanted to do it because it was going to be too hot during the day. How early is too early for you, Old T, to play a round of golf in the state of Wisconsin?
So now, I mean, back in the old days when I loved golf, I would it didn't matter if I was out having Coors Lights all night. Like, I'd get up and go. I would rather play early and be done and then get about my day. So it's not you're not going to tell me there's a time too early. You said 5:30, let's go play. I'm in.
What time does a golf course open?
Once the dew is off. You can't be golfing with a lot of dew.
Because you'll tear up the course?
No, the greens are too wet. And it's like you want it, I think 6:45 this time of year is probably about the earliest. That's, of course, Central Standard Time. That I think you're going to get people out.
So
I always love, though, when that is out, and then you get on the green, and someone had already putted, you get a good look at that line with that dew. Dew.
Whoa, Nelly!
Great follow-up, Jason. That's almost as good as your Thursday minicamp report.
Oh, we're going to do that again.
Can we do the Caleb Williams topic?
Well, now we're too late because that's 45 seconds of audio and it's 11:51, so we're...
So we wasted on how early is too early to go golfing, and when there's somebody else who putted, you now have a better idea of the line. Because you left the mark in the dew.
I thought Tausch would have a better take, and I thought Jason might have a take. Silly me.
What exactly did you want me? What take did you want me to go with?
I thought you would say, 7:45. If I haven't done my hit with Vinny and the boys on WTMJ, it's too early to be out there playing golf.
How is that better?
That's how I envision this going in my head. And then I can say, I think you could go a little earlier than that. But, yeah, you don't want to be like, you have a couple of Coors Lights out on the course and suddenly it's 10 a.m. and you're like, ooh, I'm feeling this already. And you haven't even, like, breakfast isn't even done in the clubhouse yet. That's too early.
Breakfast, clubhouse,
We'll wrap things up on this roller coaster of a show. Next, it's Will Deatesh.
We're on the Bucks.
In the landscape of today's NBA.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
Why would you be loyal to an organization? None of your peers are.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Got to wrap things up. Jesse, where did our poll ultimately land on Giannis versus Rodgers before we go? Because it was fitty the last we checked.
It's still very close. Today's poll, whose Wisconsin sports achievements do you hold in higher regard as their careers currently stand? Aaron Rodgers, 51% of the votes. Giannis, 49. That's over 250 votes in. Still a lot of game left.
It's closer than I thought it was going
to
be.
There to sing higher rather than just say it. I think that's a missed opportunity by you, Jesse.
I'm sorry. I'll be better tomorrow.
That's good to hear.
And so will as many baseball and softball tournament directors as possible. Follow the lead of the good people at the Madison Mallards, who we've talked so much about. What a great job they did.
No, the ones down in Thiensville. Thiensville is the gold standard. They've been great.
Yeah, but if the Pirates beat the Brewers, they'll have to recall themselves Skeensville or Skeenusville. One or the other.
All right,
that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Tausch, anything you'd like? Any parting words?
Just remember, Bucks championship. Make sure you wear those hats, wear those shirts, because the Pacers just proved how tough it is to win a chip.
Is that hat going to be available now as part of the hat giveaway that we never finished? Or you're going to keep
potentially
that one?
Next time we do a little spring / fall clean out, yeah, probably
out of thin air off the top of my head.
We did bring back Yerp or Nerp, so you never know what make a comeback on Wildy and Tausch. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.